show today, we have Callahan Associates' very own Katie Slater talking about their sustainable business strategy course in collaboration with Harvard Business School Online. So you got to check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Callahan and Associates' very own Katie Slater. Katie, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. And we were just talking about summer and stuff before the recording and how it's kind of winding down. School back in session, and but we're here doing our jobs, and you guys have something really cool on the horizon for you guys. It's your sustainable business strategy course in collaboration with the Harvard Business School Online. So this is even cooler. So give us a quick overview on this course. What's it all about, and how does it work online for folks?
Yeah, so if I can back up a little bit,
sure,
from there and share with you that I've been in. You and I have known each other for a while. I've been in credit unions for several decades, I'll say.
Yep.
And when I audited this course, it was the most impactful course I've taken. And I consider myself a lifelong learner.
Wow.
And I was so excited about it because I think that credit unions often, well, first of all, we all know what a credit union is, right?
Yep.
We're a not-for-profit financial cooperative.
Yep.
Great. We also know that most credit unions on their webpage, in their literature, in their conversations, say that you should join a credit union because we will give you lower loan rates, higher savings rates, and save you in fees.
Right.
And when I listen to this course, the professor talks about the fact that you're leading with the wrong thing, right? Being sustainable in business is making an impact. We are in business as credit unions to help our members live their best lives.
Exactly.
And so the outcome of that are these rates and the fees and all those things, but mm-hmm. It's not what we do. It's not why we get out of bed every morning.
Right.
It's not why I've contributed or been part of this industry for so long. And so being values-based and purpose-driven is what it's all about. And that's what this course is about. And that's what I got so excited about when I audited the course.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And it's a business course, though.
Mm-hmm.
So as you say, our kids are heading back to school, so we're continuing to do the learning here.
Yep.
And it's a business course. So it is about making money at the end of the day. There's only so much good you can do if you don't have any money, right?
There's nothing wrong with making money. You got to stay in business to do good things. So it all comes hand in hand. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's what Professor Henderson shares, is that she is a business professor. And so this is about doing well financially while at the same time doing good socially.
Exactly. That's a great message.
And when I heard that, I was like, you know, the light bulb went off and I said, this is a course that can be impactful for credit unions, not just at the local level,
right?
So at the community level, at the state level, and at the industry level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's when we said, okay, we've got something special here, and we want to get the word out.
So what, without stealing its thunder, can you give us kind of a teaser or some nuggets of what a person would learn in this course?
Yeah, we learn about how you create a competitive advantage.
Okay.
By putting values and purpose at the forefront of everything you do.
Okay, I like
and,
that.
And so I thought when I first went through the course, I thought, well, every credit union is gonna say I'm values-based and I'm purpose-driven.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took this course, got it.
Right.
Check the box, done, right?
Right.
And I say, well, you are, but are you leading with it? And are you getting your competitive advantage from that?
Mm-hmm.
And is it top of mind for everything you do, everybody in your organization?
Right.
And I would think if we're being honest with ourselves that it probably is for a few, you know, top mm-hmm, of mind, top mm-hmm. of the box, but not for all.
Right.
So how do you then really weave that message and that understanding into all of your business practices? And then how do you turn that into your competitive advantage for you to do better financially to allow you then to do more good socially?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Is there like a credit union connection in this course, or is it kind of an overview of just business in general? Or I'm sure because you guys are kind of delivering it. So I'm sure there's a credit union connection at the very end or somewhere in there. So I'm sure that's there.
Yeah, great question. So this is a course that we're offering in collaboration with Harvard Business School Online.
Mm-hmm.
And there, while there's no credit union specific context in the online learning,
right?
Because we're dealing, their case studies, they're using Harvard Business School case studies.
Great.
Throughout the course. Walmart.
Perfect.
Unilever, Lipton Tea, mm-hmm. right? So these are really big global companies.
Yeah.
So there's a piece that says, wait a minute, sure, Walmart can do it. Look at all the resources they have.
Right, right. Right.
Sure, Unilever, I mean, come on. But there's another side of that coin that you say, think about how hard it is to right a ship or change direction for a Walmart. And then think about what we could do as a credit union, again, individually or collectively.
Well, I like that type of thing where you take kind of out, you kind of get out of our industry a little bit and look at what other people are doing and then bring it back and put your spin on it. I love that kind of, I love that type of approach because it kind of, pardon the cliche, but it broadens your horizons basically. So,
yeah. Well, and so what happens is in the learning, so there's an online learning component, which is what we have collaborated with Harvard Business School Online for. And then after each module, there's three modules, online learning. After each module, you have a huddle with your cohort, with your 6 to 8 people that are going through the course with you. And that is a web-based call, basically, phone call that we have with the team. And Callahan facilitates that.
Okay.
So that's where we say, okay, let's talk about what we learned in the online learning and how do we apply it to credit unions? What context do you take? What information do you take from this that could be impactful at your organization?
Gotcha.
So that's where we get the credit union involved, the credit union philosophy. That happens the same for all three modules. And then at the end of the course, we get together all the cohorts. So you've, as an individual participant, you've only had access to your cohort throughout the learning. But now you're going to get in the room. The one we did in the spring was with 30 credit union executives, leaders in the industry, all got in the same room in Boston. And Professor Henderson actually came and joined us.
Wow.
And she is writing a book. So we're hoping credit unions will get in her book.
Yeah.
And she was really intrigued by credit unions. She was really excited because of her work on being values-based and purpose-driven. She sees a lot of alignment with
unions. No doubt.
And she so also said, encourage those leaders in the room to think bigger. She said, I love what I'm hearing. I think the impact you can have is amazing.
Yeah.
But you're thinking too small. You really need to think bigger.
Good point.
And that's then this is where Callahan steps back in to say, okay, let's talk about that, right?
Right.
So Professor Henderson was with us for a little bit of the time, and, and we got to spend the rest of that capstone with the team.
Wow, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that room. That would have been so cool.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can get you a seat in the next course.
That would be awesome. I would love it. I would love it. Just, I mean, just to like really kind of propel that message, hey, let's think bigger here. We got something really cool here. Let's blow it up, you know? Let's think really, really big. What can we really do to, you know, to get this to the next level, so to speak? So. Good stuff. So who is this course geared toward? Who in the credit union is it geared toward? Obviously, anybody can take it, but is there a specific segment that you guys are targeting, or who in the credit union can take this?
So aside from any asset size, right? It
right.
really, because it is as much as you want to put into it, you'll get out of it,
right?
As with most learning.
Yep.
But we're looking at the leaders in the organization.
Okay.
So some credit unions, that's different, right? Like some who are the decision makers in the organization, but to get the value out of it, you need to be somebody who can disseminate that information throughout to filter it out throughout. So when I've been talking to credit unions, sometimes it is the head of training and development in HR because they want to come in and then figure out how do I get this message to permeate. It's often the CEO and CMO that come in, marketing and the leaders. Also had credit unions that have said that they feel so strongly about sustainability and about leading with purpose, that they've sent their entire management team. So at our first time we offered it, we had two credit unions that did a private cohort, which means they bought all 8 seats and they sent their top 8 executives.
Good for them.
And they got different dialogue during their huddles, right? Because it's just their team. Really, how do I apply this with my organization? So it's really, it's open to anybody, and it's how you think you want to implement it in your organization that drives that.
Yeah, I could think anybody on any level could benefit from this for sure, for sure. And really kind of ingrain that message of, you know, the deeper meaning here, what we're doing. So good stuff, good stuff. So I know you kind of addressed it in the beginning a little bit, but why are you guys offering this course? What pain points or what messaging or what's missing in the industry that prompted you guys to offer this course?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, we work with credit unions every day, and we have for the last 34 years.
Yep.
And we see disruption. We see the industry being turned into a commodity industry. We see credit unions leading on price, and we know that that's not sustainable for them. You know, it's not a winning formula. To say I'm going to save you money.
You're right. Right.
So, but to say I'm going to help you live your best life, that's what I'm here for. That's impactful. And so our role at Callahan is to help the credit union movement, the entire industry, stay viable, stay relevant, grow, thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, when we saw this, we said, wow, we can really help credit union, the industry overall.
Yeah.
And maybe it's one credit union at a time. My colleagues often tell me that I get a little ahead of myself. Tell me to simmer down. But we want to help credit unions improve their impact. And we feel this is a great tool to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And then show how they impact. Then that's where the proof in the pudding is. So, yeah.
That's right. That's right. And that's something we're actually working on.
Okay,
is
good.
Is how do you define metrics,
yeah.
success metrics, around impact.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we have return of member today. But a lot of people focus on, you know, ROA, and they focus on their margins, and they look at, you know, growth in members,
mm-hmm.
but they're not measuring their impact, and we need to help them do that.
Right.
So that's going to go in the future
okay.
as well.
Yeah, I think you just answered my last two questions in that one answer, because I was going to ask you, like, how does it help credit unions and then ultimately their members, and then what goals do you guys hope to achieve? But I think you got it in that one. But, I mean, I want to see how does this trickle down to the member? How do you think it trickles? How do you think this course, you know, given this message to credit union employees and staff and executives, et cetera, how do you think that trickles down to the members?
Yeah. So when I, as a teller, as a member service rep, as a loan officer, if I understand that my job is to help the member across from me live their best life.
Yeah.
And I'm very clear on what my credit union's values and purpose is
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
the tools I have and the empowerment I have to make that happen. That's how it gets down to the member.
Gotcha.
Right? Yep. And I also think that from metrics that we're working on providing, instead of a credit union saying, you know, I know I'm a success if I meet, you know, ROA or mm-hmm. If they say, I know I'm a success when my impact score is above 90%.
Right, right.
We're not there yet. We're still working on what are those metrics and how
sure.
do we measure. But when we can get to that point, that's how we define success. And mm-hmm. what the course does is it very clearly shows that the research supports when you do good, you can also do well.
No doubt.
I'm putting my hands together like a Venn diagram, right? Is that
I get it.
Yeah, you do make more money. So it's not just feeling good about what you're doing, mm-hmm. but it's feeling good about what you're doing at the same time as your company is or your credit union is doing well.
Yeah, I'm totally agreeing with that. Everything kind of falls in line when you're doing something like that, for sure, for sure. Okay, so where can folks sign up, register, get more information, all that type of stuff? Where can they go?
Yeah, thanks for asking.
Sure.
So I would encourage them to go to callahan.com/SBS, which is
SBS. Okay.
Sustainable Business Strategy.
Got it.
And that will take them to a landing page that gives them more information
okay.
On the course. And I would love for them to call me as well.
Right on, so. Right on. All right, Katie, anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom to get people to jump on board with this?
Yeah, I would just say that, yes, we're doing a lot of things right today as a credit union movement,
mm-hmm.
and we'll continue to, but this course will help you accelerate your impact, and that's what we want to do.
Yeah, and I have to agree with the professor that this credit unions is a very intriguing business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, people from the outside looking is like, credit union, blah, blah, transactions, savings, loans, blah, blah. But when you look at it at a deeper, you peel away the onions a little bit, and then you're like, wow, this is a really intriguing business model. So, I agree that we can really blow this up. We can really take it to another level. So, and I'm glad you guys are right there in the mix doing that for us. So, thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're
appreciate
welcome,
you
Katie.
Time.
Appreciate it. And we'll put all this stuff in the show notes, too, so people can get right to it.
Great.
Good
Thanks,
stuff.
Mike.
All right, Katie, thank you very much. Appreciate it.